Hello, welcome to the programme on bbclearningenglish.com with me, Jackie Dalton. Today we're going to hear from Donald Thomas. He's the new world high jump champion. High jump is a sport where people try to jump over a horizontal bar, and whoever jumps the highest without knocking the bar off wins. Donald is 23 and from the Bahamas. The funny thing is, he never actually wanted to do high jump. There was another sport that he was much more interested in. What was it?
Growing up, I always played basketball. Up until last year in college. I always dreamt of going to the NBA.
Donald always played basketball, another sport where being tall and good at jumping is helpful. What was his dream? Listen again.
Growing up, I always played basketball. I always dreamt of going to the NBA.
He dreamt of going to the NBA, the National Basketball Association, which is the leading men's basketball league in the United States. So how did he end up doing high jump? Well, it all started as a bet with a friend, who said, "I bet you can't jump higher than 2 meters." And Donald said he could, and he wanted to prove it, to show it was true, to prove it. So Donald went to a place where high jumpers were practicing to show what he could do. How did other people react when they saw him jumping?
And they just stopped and was watching and like form a circle around the high jump pit.
Everyone was so amazed by how good he was that they stopped what they were doing and started to watch. They formed a circle round the high jump pit.
And they just stopped and was watching and like form a circle around the high jump pit.
So that's how it all started. Everyone was so impressed with his high jump skills that eventually he was persuaded to take it up seriously. And just over 1 year later, he officially became the best in the world.
BBClearningEnglish.com.
You would think that to become so good so quickly, he must have trained very hard. To train, to practice. How much training does he do?
I just enjoy competing. There's no pressure to go to practice or do anything like that. Like during the week, I probably practice a little more than 5 hours a week max. I don't take it that serious. I think that's the key to my success. Just having fun.
Donald says he does no more than 5 hours training a week.
Like during the week, I probably practice a little more than 5 hours a week.
5 hours a week. That's probably what most high jumpers do in a day. But as Donald says, his relaxed attitude is the reason why he's succeeded. He uses the phrase, "the key to my success," meaning the reason why he has done so well. Listen again.
I just enjoy competing. There's no pressure to go to practice or do anything like that. Like during the week, I probably practice a little more than 5 hours a week max. I don't take it that serious. I think that's the key to my success, just having fun.
So how did it feel when he cleared 2.35 meters at the World Athletics Championships in Osaka?
I was very excited and motivated, and it was a good feeling.
Donald was excited and motivated. Motivated, meaning you feel good about something and want to do well in it.
I was very excited and motivated, and It was a good feeling.
And Donald is certainly motivated to do more now. He's going to compete in the Olympics next. But even when talking about the Olympics, he uses quite a casual term to tell us he's going to take part. What expression does he use?
My plan is just to stay healthy and just to show up at Olympics and try to be a good competitor and try to come out on top once again.
Donald says he'll show up at the Olympics. This is quite informal. It makes it sound like the event isn't really important for him. Listen to some examples of sentences with the phrase "to show up."
I might show up at the party for a little while.
He was meant to come to the party at 7, but he didn't show up until 8:30.
My plan is just to stay healthy and just to show up at Olympics and try to be a good competitor and try to come out on top once again.
A reminder of some of today's phrases. High jump. To prove something. To train, the key to success, to be motivated, to show up. That's all for this week, and we'll have to wait and see if just keeping healthy and showing up at the Olympics works for Donald. and whether this kind of attitude is still the key to his success.
BBClearningEnglish.com